This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so it's a happy week for me. Very, very happy week. Not only because it's National Blood Donation Week, but NFL started. This is week one of the NFL. And last night was a good game, all right? It was Packers and Bears. Bears were the favored, but I didn't bet on the Bears. I bet on the Packers. And I've taught you guys how to do this. Some of you believe me. Some of you throw shade. And I got to tell you something, all right? I'm not wrong when it comes to my football picks, okay? I'm not. And it's not that I'm lucky and I pull stuff out of my retroperitoneum. It's because I use my medical background, right, to figure this out. To me, it's like a whole language. It's just, it's like I can read another language. You know, I told you guys when, you know, a woman gives birth, you know, she needs instructions. And there aren't any instructions. There's no, like, package that falls out of the box. There actually is. There's a placenta. So when we give birth, there's a placenta. Well, the placenta is the instructions. And then you just kind of have to, like, learn how to read it. Me, I get rid of the placenta. I'm like, here, go take it and use it for the Jell-O in the hospital. But actually, there's an art to the placenta. It's called the placenta code. I'm writing a book on that, too. So you'll be able to decipher it. But there's a way to decipher these NFL games. And year after year, I teach people how to do it. And my friends are like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're stupid. And I'm like, I'm not stupid. And it works. Okay, so basically, this is how I pick my, you know, picks. This is, and I bet, I use a Station Casinos app. It's really, really cool because I could just plug in my, well, as long as I don't forget my passcode. You know, but, you know, and you know what? I'll tell you guys my passcode. It's 999-9999. That's my passcode because if I forget it, I could just go back and read my video. That's my passcode to get into my Station Casinos app, and then I'm able to bet. You can't bet if you're out of state. So if I travel and there's a game going on, I can't bet. Apparently there's laws. But if I'm in state, I can bet. And so when it comes to your deciding who to choose, I go to the NFL injury report, but not the ESPN injury report. I go to the NFL injury report. The ESPN injury report doesn't always tell me what I need to know. The NFL injury report does. Now, there's some people going, all right, Dr. Dahlia, I got this. All right, so what you do is you count the injuries. Somebody has 5 injuries. The other team has 4 injuries. You put money on the one that only has 4. You could do that. That's like worst case scenario. I mean, if you really don't know what the hell you're doing and you're just kind of like, you know, just, you know, trying to decide, you could get away with that. I got to admit, I've done that and it's worked, but I'd rather do jersey colors than that. I got to be honest with you. Jersey colors for me is I'm more successful at than just doing the number game. But I do have to give credit where credit's due. I have won some of my choices picks because of that. But where it really works is the anatomy. Okay, so I look at the NFL injuries, and I rated, and I wrote this down, and I'll republish my article on this. I rate how serious the injury is based on where it happened. So to me, and we've talked about this, a groin injury I think is the most devastating. Okay, now, I don't have, you know, testicles, but if somebody hit me in the testicles, I would be floored, I'm assuming. Because if somebody hits me in the ovary, that doesn't feel too good. So if I sustain a groin injury, not only am I leveled, but I think other teammates are like, whoa, wait a second. You know, we need to really, really second guess what we're doing here and protect our jewels. So if anybody sustains a groin injury, that already puts them at the top of the list for losing. Hands out. Then, the next most important injury to me is head. I mean, a head injury is pretty significant. Again, the only reason why it's not first is because guys get head injuries all the time. They don't really care. But when you see your buddy get kicked in the groin, you're like, whoa, okay, you know what? I'm not playing well. I'm just going to rethink things. So that's why groin supersedes the head. Then you have the head injury. Then a hip injury, just because the hip is too close to the groin. You know, somebody sees somebody limping, they're like, oh my gosh, they got hit in the groin. No, it was a hip, but that counts. Then glute, you know, because you're tushy. You know, if you can't, you know, if your tushy hurts, it's really hard to play. Then we got quad, hamstring, abdomen. Now, abdominal injuries and chest injuries, those are serious, but I'm talking about in terms of play and psychology. Then knee, shoulder, calf, arm, ankle, foot, wrist, hand, unless, of course, a quarterback. But for the most part, any of these players that have a hand injury, not as devastating as a glute. I'm telling you that right now. And then foot and toe. So if there's a toe injury on the NFL injury report, you can pretty much ignore that. Okay, who gives a damn about the toe, especially if it's a pinky toe? So how did this work? Well, let's look at yesterday. Okay, so if we go to the NFL injury report, not the ESPN one, it has to be the NFL injury report, all right? If you go there, the Packers had a chest injury, a hamstring injury, and a neck injury. Okay, yeah, that's kind of serious in medical realm, but get this, here we go. The Bears, there was a groin injury. Lawrence Burton hurt his groin. Already, I just knew right then and there, don't put money on the Bears. Then there was an elbow and a knee. But Bears had a groin injury. We could predict they lost hours before they played. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. I'm looking at the NFL injury report and there's no injuries. That is a problem. I have a big problem with the NFL on that. Because, like, right now, what, the games start in less than 48 hours. And I'm not seeing what's going on with Dallas Cowboys and the Giants. And I need to figure this out. Not that I've ever put money against the Cowboys, but still. So there's no injury report. So now what do I do? Well, what I do then is I go to colors. Okay? So in medicine, if something is black, that's some pretty serious stuff. Okay? Black is like necrosis. If then comes blue, which is hypoxia. So if you are wearing black or blue, you're in trouble. That's why the Raiders have been having some issues. That's why the Patriots usually, you know, don't wear their blue jerseys during Super Bowl. They wear the white ones. So black is necrosis, blue is hypoxia, yellow is jaundice, green is green, then orange, purple, silver, white, red. Those wearing red just seem to do better, like right, Mahomes. So then you could go by color. Does that make sense? And so the lighter the color, the better. I think the Cowboys are wearing white this game, so it's on the Cowboys. Cowboys are going to win this week. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason's work on the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Concepcion that killed 34 divers, crew was saved. They were apparently on an upper deck from what I understand. Still a lot of questions surrounding what happened with that tragedy. And it was a dive boat off of Santa Cruz Island, right, near Ventura, Santa Barbara. And apparently at 3:30 in the morning, a few nights back, the galley was either exploded or just engulfed in flames, killing all the people sleeping underneath. And one of the crew members aboard the dive boat, Concepcion, said he hadn't really been asleep for long. You know, he had gone to sleep. And I guess crew members do sleep. I thought somebody was supposed to stay awake. I'm not really sure who did. But he said that he swung over the door of the wheelhouse, the top level of the 75-foot boat, and he was greeted by flames. And the fire raged, and he and four crew members jumped from the wheelhouse, climbed into a dinghy, and then was able to get to help by a nearby boat. Now, somebody had said that he thought that the fire started in the galley where the cell phones and cameras had been plugged into charge overnight. So the impression I got that the fire was already too big to do anything. Now, we still don't know why a fire started. Killed 34 people. Now, I thought, well, maybe with the speed of everything, you know, and especially if somebody was awake at the time on, you know, watching, it was an explosion. But you guys know that fires can happen and nobody can know what's going on until they finally smell smoke. So if the galley was kind of closed up and the fire was burning for a while, unfortunately, by the time it spreads, you know, it's not a linear fashion, it's an exponential when fire burns. Meaning, you can't predict, okay, it's here, so we got some time. Since it took this long to burn this much, we got some time until it goes to this much. It doesn't happen that way. So they think maybe what happened is the blaze started in the bunk area, and that's why they couldn't get out. Some think it was lithium battery chargers, which was in the belly of the boat. And so we're not sure. It's very frustrating to think that something like this that was probably very, very preventable happened. But we're being told now, the latest headline is the owners of the dive boat are trying to protect themselves from lawsuits. Apparently, Truth Aquatics owned the Concepcion boat. They filed an action with the U.S. District Court in Los Angeles under a pre-Civil War provision of maritime law that allows it to limit its liability. So, a lot of people think that that's pretty crappy to do, considering you have all these people that died, including kids, on the boat. There were teenagers. But apparently, it's a legal maneuver that has been successfully employed by owners of the Titanic and countless other crafts, even jet skis, according to maritime law experts. So, they filed this 3 days after Monday. My guess is, and again, I don't have all the logistics on the law, but it dates back to 1851, has origins, though, in 18th century England, and it was designed to encourage a shipping business to give them protections. Otherwise, nobody would want, you know, boat accidents would happen more often. And as long as they show it's not their fault that, you know, there was a disaster, you know, it was not their fault, they would be protected under this maritime law. So they asserted in the lawsuit that they used reasonable care to make sure the Concepcion was seaworthy at all relevant times, tight, staunch, and strong, fully and properly manned, equipped, and supplied, and in all respects seaworthy and fit for service in which she was engaged. Even if the captain or crew were found at fault, the Fritzlers and their insurance company could avoid, I guess, paying anything. Now, the judge is going to hold a non-jury trial to see if the company can successfully show it wasn't at fault. If that's the case, any claimants would only be entitled to the value of the remains of the ship. Now, remember, that's a total loss. So, apparently, there was a case, right, with White Star Line, the owners of the Titanic. That went all the way to the Supreme Court. And that held that the foreign owner could assert protection of the Limitation Act. So, the plaintiffs, during the whole Titanic, right, debacle and tragedy, withdrew their lawsuits and instead didn't go after the boat owners, they went after England. Because that's where the company was based. Now, British law also had limited damages at the time, did provide a bigger payout, right? But the law, I guess, could shield owners from damages. Now, usually 90% of the cases where injury and death are involved on a ship, they get settled. But this one could definitely go, you know, deep. So, you know, I want to stop here for a second here because, okay, you know, I think we all are, you know, we all have our, you know, knives and pitchforks out, and, you know, we want somebody to pay for this because, you know, a lot of people died. So that was bad. But we also need to stop for a second here and, you know, really dissect when stuff happens, how much are you responsible for? You know, right now we sue for everything. And I'm not saying if the victims' families want to sue, they're wrong. Okay? I mean, I'm on the victims' family side no matter what. They lost their family members. That sucks. But I think we do need to have a very open, honest discussion about how we sue in this day and age. So, let's say somebody, you know, trips. And they stumble. And they fall. And they fell at a company while going shopping. There was no water on the ground. There was nothing on the ground, but they tripped. And they tripped and stumbled because maybe the tile isn't what they're used to. Lawsuits have happened for such cases. And they get settled. Now, if you own that store, are you really responsible if somebody falls in your store? I mean, what did you do to cause that fall? But people get sued, they settle, and so it works. Now, if let's say you owned a store, you hired somebody, you hired a manager, and you told the manager to make sure that the crew didn't leave wet spills, yeah, there is some element of liability, but what if some kid was walking down an aisle and spilled his Juicy Cup? Somebody walked right behind him and slipped. Is it really the owner of the store's fault? You know, I mean, when we come up with fault and blame, we also need to decide what is it exactly that we expect everybody to do personally when something like that happens. Now, if they were the ones that hired crappy staff for the boat, let's say, and they didn't make sure that, you know, they didn't have any sleeping disorders, they were able to, you know, stay awake on their shift and, you know, do routine checks and do fire checks and fire safeties, they're at fault, which is why the lawsuit may go, whether this maritime law protects them or not. But when I hear somebody decides to do drugs and, you know, had overdosed on opiates, and people want to sue a doctor that gave him a medicine a year ago that might have got him addicted to the new drugs now. I mean, I'm like, really? I mean, remember I told you there was that man who cheated on his wife. He was in a menage a trois and he cheated on his wife. And the wife sued the doctor and won. He had seen a doctor the week before with some chest pain issues. And so the doctor goes, let's set you up for a stress test. Now, the stress test wasn't going to happen until 8 days later. Now, I don't know if it's because the patient said, look, I can't do it this week, just make it for next week. Or was it because the insurance company wouldn't allow it until they authorized it? But there was a stress test set up about 7 or 8 days after the visit, the first visit. That doctor got sued because this guy goes and has sex, cheats on his wife, and dies in the middle of sex. How responsible really is that doctor for this guy having sex? Well, apparently the jury found, you know, that it was an issue because he didn't recommend no sex. I mean, do you want your doctor to tell you you can't have sex or you'll die? I mean, we'll start doing it if we're going to get sued. And they said that the doctor didn't clearly put in the chart that he was at high risk for heart disease. So, you know, sometimes we really need to talk about how much blame people really, really have when flukes happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks after making landfall over Cape Hatteras. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian's maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles an hour. The government's August job report shows the economy created around 30,000 fewer jobs than analysts had expected. Here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
This was a closely watched report as investors were looking for any insight into the status of the U.S. economy. Eleni Kara-George is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Payroll employment rose by 130,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. The unemployment rate for blacks at 5.5% is the lowest on record. Employment in federal government rose, largely reflecting the hiring of temporary workers for the 2020 census.
In July, 159,000 jobs were added. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're still watching the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, and it is frightening. And, you know, we talked about how with the Bahamas, for example, when the hurricane last weekend just hovered over the Bahamas, I think it was only moving anywhere between 1 and 5 miles an hour, it just soaked and drenched the Bahamas. It was, and it wouldn't move. And it just, I mean, or it, if it did move, it was like, I mean, I could walk faster than it moved. And so we had talked about how not only is the rain and the winds and the storm surge a problem, but a lot of the death and the destruction could happen after the hurricane is far gone and going up the Florida and Carolina coast. And the reason why is you have the other issues. One is you have the disease, you have the mosquitoes, you have the flooding, you have the lack of food, because power's out, so you don't have refrigerators, you don't have people that are cooking food, you can't really just go and get fast food, you don't have your money. But you also have safety issues. We have looters. You have people who may steal any food that you find, rapists. And so we're being told that people are shooting each other for food and water out there. And there are bodies piling up. In fact, they say officials have ordered hundreds of body bags and freezers to store the dead. So as you know, Bahamas were struck when Dorian was a Category 5. They say half of all Bahama homes have been destroyed or severely damaged. They say there's at least $7 billion in insured and uninsured property losses. And 70,000 people are in need right now of life-saving assistance. Great Apago is said to be virtually uninhabitable. They say bodies have piled up and there is a smell of death with corpses floating in the water. So the death toll right now is 30. And we still don't even know because there's so much destruction that you don't know if there's bodies under, you know, houses and, you know, debris. So they say the death toll number is expected to rise today. And there's right now a massive international relief effort. The Category 5 storm was up at 185 miles per hour at its peak, I believe. Now, one of the residents, Alicia Cook, according to Daily Mail, broke down and said everything is gone. People are starting to panic, pillaging, looting, trying to shoot people for food and water. It's just no way everyone's going to get out. No homes, no banks, no gas stations, no hardware stores. Everything is gone. Now, of course, they're worried about the spread of disease. So apparently people wanted to be evacuated and moved to other areas, but the runways are still flooded at the Grand Bahama International Airport. So Health Minister Dwayne Sands warned, let me say that I believe the number will be staggering. So people are worried about the death toll. According to Sandra Sweeting, 37 years old, she said, you smell the decomposing bodies as you walk through Marsh Harbor. It's everywhere. There are a lot of people who aren't going to make it off this island. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Bahamas. But it was for me when I went in the past. Some of the most amazing people, beautiful scenery, beautiful island. I mean, the Caribbean has some of the most amazing, warmest water. You know, but, you know, it's simple. A lot of the homes, they're simple. Made of wood, some simple siding. Now, extra security has been deployed. Witnesses are seeing residents breaking into liquor stores and supermarkets, carrying off goods and bags, filling their vehicles. Local militias have had to clamp down on the widespread looting. The Minister of National Security was deployed to Abaco Saturday to establish order because of looting. That should have been done day one. I got to be honest with you because, I mean, everybody kind of needs to understand what's going on. But you don't realize that, you know, you're thinking, storm, and you're thinking water, and you're thinking they need food. You just don't realize that there could be some really bad stuff. I mean, you know, with Hurricane Katrina, there were reports. And again, I the media didn't really cover it as much as, you know, they probably needed to. But when people were in the dome in New Orleans, you know, waiting, for the water to recede and then to be able to get back to their homes, you know, there were rapes in girls' bathrooms. It was really dangerous. And, you know, you would think that everybody would pull together. It's a tragedy. And so, you know, survivors would all be, you know, kind of huddling and, you know, forming a new community and, you know, having each other's back. And the majority do. But then you got idiots. And I don't know if you guys ever saw Walking Dead. Walking Dead, the first few seasons were fantastic. I stopped watching it at the end because it kind of really, I don't know what the writers were thinking. So it really wasn't as good near the end. I don't even know if it's still going on. But, you know, with Walking Dead, there's this big apocalypse. There's these, you know, virus that's, you know, making people zombies. And, you know, once you die, you become a zombie yourself. And if a zombie bites you, then you become a zombie. And so the survivors, you know, group up together and, you know, you think everything's going to be hunky-dory and then the survivors start going after each other. And that's just human nature. And so sometimes the biggest threat in any sort of natural disaster is your fellow survivor. You know, we talked about, you know, what is in your go-to kit, your emergency kit, you know, when there's a disaster. We talked about having a first aid kit and having batteries and bandages and, you know, at least a half months of your prescriptions, you know, so you have those always ready to go. You have your, you know, Social Security card and a fireproof, the waterproof packaging and any important papers and documents and all that. But, you know, you maybe also want a gun. You're going to have to protect your family. You know, remember, bad people prey on the weak. And so some of the most horrific crimes happen when you're at your weakest. So you don't want to be weak. You want to have some weapons. So any emergency kits should have some sort of weapon in it for you to protect your family. All right? It's up to you what weapon you want, whether it's pepper spray, a knife, a gun. But you need to realize that when things like this happen, people can do unfathomable things. So we still don't have, from what I understand, a organized evacuation effort, but they say Royal Navy ships and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force have offered some room on their ships. From what I understand, Royal Caribbean is coming to the area with thousands and thousands of meals and help as well. They say hundreds of people have turned up at the docks carrying bits of scavenged possessions in duffel bags piled in shopping carts. Serge Simone, 39 years old, drives an ice truck and was waiting with his wife and two sons, who were 5 months old and 4 years old at the port. He said there's no food, no water. There are bodies in the water. People are going to start getting sick. Now, a few hundred people actually sat in flooded areas. There was no place to sit. Evacuation has been slow. I believe Tyler Perry, you know, who does Madea, he's bringing supplies with his seaplane. You know, people are really, you know, coming together, but it's just not enough. And we have thousands there. They say about 70,000 people right now are in immediate need and life-saving assistance. So, you know, the Red Cross could definitely use, you know, donations if you have them. Salvation Army blood, donate blood. It's National Blood Donation Week. All right? You know, people are sick. People may go into sepsis. We need blood. And obviously people in the Bahamas aren't donating blood right now. They can't. And, you know, people, you know, bracing for the storm that's about to hit the Carolinas, you know, they have to evacuate. So blood donations are dropping. You know, in my neck of the woods, we need 700 donors a day in my city alone. A day. We have to count on 700 people donating a day. So you could just imagine these areas. So if that's not happening, we need to donate our blood. So, you know, anything you guys could do to help. And we're praying for them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the world's oldest mom has now given birth at the age of 74. She's now the world's oldest mom. She gave birth to twins after in vitro fertilization. So I don't know if that really counts, if she's the world's oldest mom, because it was kind of artificially, you know, done, but still. She gave birth. She's a mom. Counts. She now holds the record. She gave twins on Thursday following a round of in vitro fertilization using donor eggs. She's identified as Ermati Mangayama, and her husband, 80-year-old Raharo, live in a small Indian village in the eastern Godavari district. So they welcomed the two girls after undergoing a round of IVF in January, her doctor claims, ending their 60-year wait to be parents. Mangayama's alleged feat surpasses a 70-year-old Dajinder Kaur, who previously held the record for oldest recorded age at birth. Now, both babies are absolutely exquisite. They were born via C-section, and the doctors are reporting no complications. The diaper barely fits on them because they're really, really tiny. They're about 4.4 pounds, but they look healthy. They look great and, you know, just beautiful little babies. Dr. Sankar of the Alaya Hospital said it was smooth as there were no health complications. Each baby is weighing approximately 2 kilograms or 4.4 pounds. Both babies are healthy. They don't expect any major issues from mama. But wow. Now, in America, I think a 61-year-old woman from Nebraska gave birth to her own granddaughter through IVF because she was a surrogate for her son and his husband. Cecilia Elledge acted as a surrogate for Matt Elledge and Elliot Doherty, using a donated egg from Doherty's sister and her son's sperm. So she gave birth to a healthy baby girl named Uma Louise Doherty Elledge in March. At the time, her doctor said age was not a factor due to her outstanding health. And they said she's got a body of a 40-year-old and is actually in better shape than some 20-year-olds. That's according to Dr. Carolyn Maud Doherty, the family's reproductive endocrinologist. Well, a lot of Dohertys. And they said, I'm pretty conservative about these sorts of things, but Cecile really turned out to be their best option. She's genetically blessed. You know, there's a lot of controversy whether older people should have embryos implanted in them and give birth. I mean, you know, I don't know where I'm at with this, because on one end with science, you know, you do worry about the manipulation and, you know, a bad person or government getting, you know, getting control of things and making designer babies and, I don't know, soups, right? As in The Boys. I don't know if you guys watch The Boys, right? You know, but these are, you know, people with superpowers and, you know, when you have bad people manipulating the population, that just, you know, I see why people want to curb, you know, doing unnatural things like somebody who can't conceive, you know, not allowing them to conceive because things could happen in nature. On the flip side, though, you only live once. And this is a couple who really wanted babies and wanted to love these babies. And, you know, if we have the ability to help, do we? And I don't think there's an easy answer. I don't think the medical community even agrees, you know, because when we're in school, we learn about survival of the fittest and the whole Darwinian, you know, evolution and theory of evolution and how, you know, we survived because we had the stronger genes. So if somebody doesn't have strong genes, they won't then propagate and, you know, be able to reproduce. And so that's how you have the survival of the fittest, because those that are the faster or the smarter or the most fertile or the most, you know, dexterous and flexible and whatever, right, are going to have progeny very similar to them and will then hopefully survive. And that's kind of how things do it, whether it's bacteria, whether it's, you know, viruses, you know, the stronger will pervade. But on the flip side, you have a lot of people out there that really want a baby. We have gay couples that want to have a child. And if we have the means to help them, should we? There's a lot of debate on that, too. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, as long as I don't see the IVF children altering the course of humanity. I don't. All right? In fact, you know, they say these babies are doing good. They're pretty healthy. All right? You know, so I don't see a baby born to, you know, a geriatric couple, right, you know, really, you know, altering the course of humanity, or a baby born to a gay couple. How I feel is, if you have people that want to be parents and they want to love a child and give that child an amazing home, those are the people that should be parents, period. On the other end, I am very, 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 very concerned about people that start to tinker with nature. So, like mosquitoes. You know, well, let's kind of, you know, let's genetically modify them so they do one thing. And every time we start to mess with certain things, nature seems to come back and bite us in the butt. You know, we still don't know why we had that big, huge Zika epidemic that came out all of a sudden decades later and kind of coincided with when we were really starting to, you know, release genetically modified mosquitoes. So, you know, I think we do need to use caution, but, you know, when it comes to people that want to love a child and want to give birth to a child and raise a child, I think those are the children that are actually going to do better in our jungle. And so all the power to them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Extreme grooming of one's pelvic area doesn't really put you at risk for an STD. I never thought it did. But apparently there had to be a study. So according to a new study, that if you shave or wax all your pubic hair, you will not raise the risk of contracting an STD. Now, why the hell would somebody think that? Well, I guess if you cut or nicked yourself, you have then an open sore, so if you get exposed to something that could be, you know, transmitted like HIV or hepatitis, that's why people thought that maybe they'd be more inclined to get an STD. So researchers from Ohio State University published a study in the journal Plus One that says otherwise. They say previous research asked participants if they ever had an STD or a sexually transmitted infection, but didn't measure whether they had one at the time of the survey. So what they did is they looked at 214 female college students who filled out a questionnaire that focused on sexual and grooming behaviors. It also requested information on age, income, sexual frequency, and race. The researchers then focused on possible links between what they considered extreme grooming, which was classified as the removal of all pubic hair at least weekly in the past year or six times in the last month, and then testing positive for chlamydia and gonorrhea. Now, according to the data, between 18 to 54% of the study participants said they were extreme groomers. All said they had done some grooming. 10% of the women said they did test positive for chlamydia or gonorrhea. But okay, but here's my problem. That's not the STD that we're concerned about. We're not concerned about you getting gonorrhea or chlamydia by skin touching skin. We're concerned about the HIV. We're concerned about the hepatitis. So I'm not sure why they didn't look for that. That's the issue we need to have looked at. However, chlamydia and gonorrhea are huge. According to the CDC, recorded over 1.7 million cases of chlamydia in 2017. Chlamydia is still the most common STD that's reported. The most common STD that affects people is HPV, though. In terms of warts, throat cancer, cervical cancer, HPV sometimes doesn't cause anything to you. But HPV, until we surpass, you know, that with our robust vaccination, is still the number one. All right, so I guess you could groom, but I would be very, very careful still when it comes to HIV and hepatitis and syphilis. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.